So what is sharing the burden? What do we have as a goal, as a mission, and what do we see coming out as a result of that mission if we're successful in doing it? Well, let me tell you what the mission is, and then Barbara and I will banter it around for 8 or 10 minutes, and then we'll be saying sayonara a little early today because we have another show coming on at 11, and I don't know what it is, so I can't tell you much about it, but I know it'll be well looked after and well run because I know some of the people involved. So, sharing the burden. So we want to see this. We want to be able to share vulnerably with the imprisoned in and out of jail, providing hope for spiritual freedom through recovery, one step at a time. And let me preface this imprisonment part a little bit. When I say in and out of jail for a serious purpose, we're not talking only about the person behind bars. We're able, we hope, to share a new freedom with them, a freedom of hope, a freedom of spiritual hope beyond the regular hope, and something that Barb and I were just discovering together here, and Jay too, actually, that the, you know, if they can learn that in a dark place where there are really no windows to speak of and so on, and you know, the cells are pretty small where you spend a lot of your time, if they're able to find a freedom inside of there, if they can take that freedom outside when they're, you know, upon release, and be with people just like we are with them, and share vulnerably like this, they'll be able to change a lot of things from the bottom up. And we were saying that you know, the top down doesn't seem to be working very well in this world, no matter who we appoint or put anywhere, and whether it be a socialist or a communistic type government or a so-called democratic, free, or republican type of government or whatever, it really doesn't seem to matter. Bottom line is, however the top appointees are given these powers, it is the lack of ability of the lower echelon to communicate appropriately and timely and this kind of thing to affect change where and when change is needed. So something has to happen, and it'll only happen with spiritual help, with God's help, in my opinion. And I think it's going to have to happen from the bottom up. And there's going to be there will have to be seen a new power forming from down below that'll be recognizable and taken into account by those given that upper echelon seat, so to speak. So, Barb, where are you with that?
Well, he really does like to do this. It's funny, as you were talking, I just, I had a picture in my head, and I totally agree with what you have to say. The problem is, how do you make it happen? Mm-hmm. Because, you know, I worked in an environment, it was a manufacturing environment, and I won't, for the company's sake, say where it was. However, I happened to be the supervisor, and I was in charge of 600 people. And again, I used that premise that you were talking about in that environment, and really got a lot of grief from the management team around me, mm-hmm. because the management team around me wanted to maintain their power, so to speak. And yet, my team and my fellow workers did the best, because the bottom line is that those people on the floor who were doing the actual work were the experts at what the job was all about. And so letting them have the say and tell me what needed to be done, and then me going to bat for them and trying to, and giving them the credit, because that's the other thing, you know. It's one thing you tell the boss something that needs to be done, but then the boss goes away and tells their boss and goes, aren't I good, right? But that's not what it's all about. It's about, and that's talking about that upside down pyramid, right? Yeah. And that's, and really, we do need to get to that, because it is those people who do know what needs to be done, because they're the ones working it. That's what came to mind, like, as you were talking there. So I know it's a bit off topic, but in a real world, we need to get to that, but we need to have some of those people that are currently, so to speak, at the top, and I don't like using it those terms, but that leadership role has got to encourage the input from everywhere else.
Yeah. You know, it has to encourage it, and it has to have in place a system of communication that will allow, and we have that today with, with the technology, a system of communication that will allow the whim, if you want, or the thought to improve, to not be judged, not be even spoken about, but rather just accepted and brought into a place of a think tank type environment that will have nothing attached to what the idea is, but will be seriously looked upon and fast, you know? So we have that now.
We do, but our biggest challenge in that particular statement is acceptance.
Because well, we're not going to use that today.
Because, I mean, acceptance is the answer to all of my problems, and that is so true. And I have really, I mean, oh my goodness, I have had to saturate my body with that particular statement. But the problem is acceptance, again, of everything around us. And just because I accept it doesn't mean I have to agree with it, and it doesn't mean I have to say it's right. But darn it, I have to be open to the fact that, you know what? You could be right. I might be wrong. Yeah.
And there's where that word vulnerability comes in.
Absolutely.
Too. You could put a transparency there, whatever, but this, it means the same thing. Let me give you what the outcome or the hope of the mission is. It's that we would be sharing the hope message with others, guiding them into a life of recovery and community. So we've got good thoughts. We've got powerful mediums. We've got powerful people. Because they recognize their powerlessness.
Yes.
And Barb, we're going to leave people with that, and we're going to allow our good buddy Jay, not only a phenomenal contributor, but an excellent production guy, we're going to let him take us out a little early so that we can prepare for the next show. So, thanks everyone for listening to Sharing the Burden live on 102.9 FM in Stouffville. Please go to sharingtheburden.ca for this and previous broadcasts. Hope you enjoyed the show, and hope you'll share it. Till we meet again, this is Scott saying, have a great day.